Book of Numbers, chapter 11. Numbers written by Moses, the great lawgiver of God. In Numbers 11, and beginning at verse 1. And when the people complained, did you hear what he said? When the people complained, it displeased the Lord, and the Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burnt among them and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp. One commentary said that it was like lightning, because God was angry at complaining people. And the people cried unto Moses, and when Moses prayed unto the Lord, the fire was quenched. It's just like people, they think I'm going to be able to solve their problems. You have to call on the Lord to get your problems solved, folks. Amen. But God did hear Moses, and he called the name of the place Taberah, because the fire of the Lord burned among them, and the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting. And the children of Israel also wept again and said, who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely. Remember now, they've left Egypt. They're on the way to the promised land, and they're complaining. Remember how they complained in Egypt? Now they're out of Egypt, and they're still complaining. Does that sound like people? Huh? Sound just like us, don't it? Us. Yeah. Amen, us. Preacher, you at the front, ain't you? We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. But now our soul is dried away. They complained till their soul was dried, folks. There is nothing at all besides this manna before our eyes. They were eating angel food and they were dissatisfied and they were complaining. Allow me today to talk a little bit about the complainers. And I have to include myself. Now, I'm not talking about when you have a headache, you complain about it. That's not what we're talking about. Most people don't take criticism well, do they? For example, tell someone they're fired. What's their reaction? Or tell them that you've hired someone else. Or tell them they are doing a sorry job. How do you react to criticism? The president of a school told all of the students, griping is not tolerated at this school, but constructive criticism is appreciated. That's a good policy to follow. Complaining is a serious sin. As I said, it's not talking about if you got a headache or a cold and you say, I feel bad. It's not talking about that. You might know someone who constantly complains and gripes all the time. All of us need to be careful when we're complaining. Our complaining offends God. I never preached on a subject like this before. Somehow God led me to it today. If you turn to the book of Jude, the book right before the book of Revelation, it's just one chapter. But my goodness, what a chapter. The book of Jude. There's a verse in there that talks about the murmurers and the complainers. In verse 16, these are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. Complaining has the sense of finding fault with God's plans and God's purposes. Have you ever caught yourself complaining with what God has allotted you in life?
Yes, sir.
Amen. You were not satisfied with what God has given you? That's what we're talking about today. Did you know God knows what's best for me? And God knows what's best for you? And when we start complaining, we're not trusting the Lord. We're not depending on the Lord. Nothing is more common than for men to complain of their lot. To compare yours with that of others. And then to blame God for not having made your circumstances better or different. The poor complain that they're not rich like others. How often do we hear, I wish I could win the lottery? Well, you have no business buying a ticket to win the lottery.
Amen. Amen.
That's a sin to start with. The sick complain that they are not well. The enslaved complain they are not free. The ugly complain they are not beautiful. You know what is so sad? A lot of beautiful women will wind up in hell because they were beautiful. And a lot of not so well looking women will be in heaven praising God forever. See, beauty can deceive you. The same thing with men's handsomeness or lack of it. When God made you, He made you like He wanted you. But what He wants you and I to do is have character. Be somebody. Be godly. And take the gifts and the talents that God has given to you and develop them. And use them for His glory. The powerless complain that they're not powerful. You know, I'd hate to be one of those sitting up in Congress today, as heathen as they are, with all that power, misusing it like many of them are.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be a sad day when they face their Maker. Amen. You know, they are God's ministers. Y'all do know that, don't you?
Yes, sir.
They are God's ministers. but they're disobeying God with their policies and laws. Man is such a dissatisfied creature. Have you found that to be true? Are you satisfied? I was about 30 years old before I ever got satisfied. When I turned my life over to the Lord completely, I got satisfied. Until you turn your life over completely to the Lord, you're going to be restless. You're not going to be satisfied. You're going to be wanting something else. I've been there, I've done that. But man is a dissatisfied creature. Always wanting what he don't have. If he has $100, he wants $1,000. If he has $1,000, he wants $1,000,000. If he has $1,000,000, he wants to be a billionaire. Isn't that right, Daniel? Look at that grin on that woman's face. Love you, baby. Man just ain't satisfied. Did you know? And people don't think about this part. The more you have, when you come to stand before the Lord, you got to give an account how you got it, what you've done with it. And the more you have, the more you got to give an account for. Now, that don't mean you just squander and don't accumulate. No, you got to use your talents to their fullest, right? Let me share with you some verses that would help you that we need to consider. And I want you to follow in your Bible. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. These verses are in the New Testament. And I love these verses. Philippians chapter 4. And verse 11 says this. The Apostle Paul writing to the church at Philippi. He wrote this to the Christians at the church. You see, I'm talking to the Christians at the church today. Amen? Can I get amen?
Amen.
Not that I speak in respect of want, Paul wrote. For I have learned. And this is what we learn. This is why we come to church. We come to learn. Learn something. Learn something that's going to help me with my life to be what God wants my life to be. For I have learned in whatsoever state I am. What is my state today? How is things with me today? Therewith to be content. Be satisfied with what God's give you right now. He might give you more tomorrow. Or he may take something else from you. You know, I'm not God, but I know a little bit about the Bible. God is going to test me and you. He's going to take things away from us to get us to learn to trust him. He's going to let us go through trials to develop our faith. We're all going to experience that if we're Christians. We're going to have trying times. But if to get us to lean on the Lord. Learn to lean on the Lord. No, I don't like it. But we have to accept God's will. Because he's doing that because he loves us. He wants to bring the best out of us. It don't just happen naturally. And all these characters in the Bible we've been studying, Abraham and Isaac and later Jacob, God, you see how God had to test them and test them and test them and the trials they went through to develop to be those great men of faith that God used? If God's going to use you, He's going to test you. So Paul said, I've learned that whatever situation I'm in, just to be satisfied. Because God's got me here for a purpose. And God is, like that song we used to be popular, God's still working on me. God's still working on me. Let's don't be complaining. Let's be saying, Lord, show me. Teach me. Help me. Make me what you want me to be. In 1 Timothy, another letter of Paul to a young preacher, chapter 6 and verse 8, Paul wrote there to Timothy. He's a young pastor. This is a like verse that we just shared. And having food and raiment, the bare necessities. The bare necessities. Let us be therewith content. Maybe you're down on the low side of life. Well, you know who's over your life? God's over your life. God can move you up anytime He wants to. But learn to be satisfied. And trust the Lord. And then ask the Lord if you want this, that, or the other. But always recognize God's in control of your life no matter where you're at. And He has you at that place for a reason. Amen. And while you're at that place, get into this book and get to learning. Be in a church that's a Bible church. You won't hardly find many. Amen. But there's a few Bible churches. Having food and raiment. I've been so poor I had to go back home to my mama and daddy. I had to eat their food. Sleep in their bed. I had to learn some things before God would put me here. I thought those days would never end. But in those days, I got to know God. That's when I got to know God. But I can say I know God. And there's no money that'll buy that. We tend to forget God will take care of us if we'll trust Him. God will take care of you if you'll just trust Him. I didn't say God was going to make you rich. I didn't say God was going to just pour all kind of riches on you. God can do what He wants to do. But what I'm saying is, I don't care how low down and out you are, if you'll put your trust in God, God's going to make a way because He's God and He loves you. So quit complaining about it and trust God. Turn to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. You won't get God upset? Complain. He's the same God in the New Testament that He was in the Old Testament. And with His people in the Old Testament, He was grieved over the way those people were complaining when he was leading them to the promised land, for heaven's sakes. He was leading them to the promised land where there was milk and honey. And they were griping and complaining because of having to get there. A lot of them never got there. A lot of them didn't get there. In fact, a whole generation of them died, and their bones lay out in the sun in the desert because they didn't trust God. Hebrews 13, verse 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness. And again, be content with such things as ye have. Did you know I sleep just as good at my daddy's house when I was down and out as I do at the house I'm at now that is very nice for me? I sleep just as good. I'm saved. The Lord's looking after me. When I was in the army, I slept good in them old bunks too. Them old bunks. And get one of them old wool blankets, Brother Bill. Them old wool blankets felt good pulled up on you sometimes, didn't you, brother? Let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he has said, listen to this, if God won't ever leave you, you're all right, aren't you? Aren't you going to be all right if God Almighty don't leave you? God says, I'll never leave you. You've been saved. God's never going to leave you. Now you can drift away from him, get out of his fellowship.
Amen.
Now that's where the problems start.
Yes, sir.
No, he's still with you. But you're out of fellowship with him. You're not going to enjoy him. And he'll just let things get going worse and worse and worse when you start drifting away. He'll just start tightening the screws down on you. And I reckon you'll be, I don't know what's going on. What's going on, you need to repent. Get back to where you're supposed to be at. Get back to the one that saved you, loved you, the one that cares for you. You're never going to find it better away from the Lord, folks. Y'all listen to me. You're never going to find it better away from the Lord. I don't care where you go. It won't be better when you get away from the Lord. There is nothing no better than peace and contentment. There's nothing no better than that, brother. Money won't buy it. I'll never leave you or forsake you. God loves you so much, he let his son die for you. And it hurts him when we walk away from him. When we think we ought to have this. I deserve that. After all, I've been working hard. Better be careful. Better not be complaining about where God's got you at. Better learn to be satisfied till he wants to move you. Be content with what God allows you to have naturally. You can push and shove until you wind up with problems you'll regret. I've heard tell them, women would say, I'm going to get that man. or vice versa. A man say, I'm going to get that woman. I'm going to get that. Hey, and don't work out. Better watch pushing and shoving. You can push and shove yourself into trouble. In the first chapter of the book of Numbers, Moses had this problem with the people out in the wilderness after they'd escaped from Egypt. And when the people complained, it displeased the Lord. I could just feel that, folks. Do y'all feel that down in your soul? The people complain. And God was looking at, listen to him, look up here at me. God was looking after them. God was carrying out their best interest for them. I've just got you out of Egypt. I got you out of the bricklaying business. I've got you on the road to the promised land, and you're complaining. I want to tell you something this morning, church. You saved, you're on your way to heaven. Quit complaining. Let's don't complain. We're on our way to heaven. And we might just step in any time. Maybe. Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be something? It's a sure thing we're going to step in. The people's complaining displeased the Lord, and it brought down judgment on them. It brought down the judgment of the Lord. Think about that. Are we missing blessings because we're complaining? Are we? Preacher, I'm talking to you. I want a bigger church. I can't even handle this one. Amen. In Numbers 11, we have the history of the failure of the flesh. He's been on it today, hasn't he? The flesh. When you're complaining, you're in the flesh. The whole Bible is the history of the grace and the faithfulness of God and of the failure of man. Think about the best men in the Bible, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, Moses, all of them failures. Every one of them failed. That's the flesh. That's the reason we're going to shed these bodies of flesh. We're going to get a redeemed body without that flesh nature. Won't that be good? Won't that be good? When I won't have to fight the flesh. We almost got in a fight this morning. They're taking our wells, didn't we, brother? Wanting to get in the flesh. You know what happens when we complain? Whenever we complain in our heart, the flesh is at work. John 6:63, Jesus said, "For the Spirit... it is the spirit that quickeneth the flesh." Listen to this. Listen to this. The flesh profiteth nothing. I tell you what the flesh will do. It'll create problems. Even God being present with us is evident. We're not satisfied with him when we are complaining in our heart. The flesh has all sorts of craving that is contrary to the spirit. Nor can it find anything in the Spirit of God to satisfy you. Let me tell you what the Apostle Paul said about the flesh. Turn to Romans chapter 7. Boy, this is the teaching on flesh by the apostle himself. In Romans chapter 7, and look down at verse 18. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. No good thing, folks, in our flesh. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. This is Paul talking, folks. The most godly man in the Bible. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that doeth it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. Oh, I hear you say here this morning, and here I stand here before you this morning, and we say here this morning before the Lord, Lord, I'm going to live for you with all my heart. And before we get out the front door, if you're not careful, something's going to come up that'll throw you right off where you ought to be. That's the flesh. That's our flesh, folks. Do you realize what a sinful person you are? You lay down in your bed tonight and you just start thinking and looking down in your heart and searching your heart. We are sinful, sinful creatures, folks. It's like I said, it's the grace of God that's going to get rid of these bodies and give us a new body that don't have that nature. We got that from Adam. Oh, by man's standards, we good people. By man's standards. Praise God. Amen. If we have murmuring and complaining of heart, we are not satisfied with what the Spirit of God has given to us. So let us learn to be careful about complaining. Dissatisfied. Learn to be content. Learn to say, Lord, thy will be done. A soul feeding on the Lord will not complain. But complaining is saying to God, listen to me carefully. Complaining is saying this to God, God, you're not enough for me. Is there any wonder God was grieved at the complainers in Moses' day? All God was doing, God was doing everything for the interest and the good of the people, folks. God was doing nothing against the people. Everything was for the people, for the good of the people, for the good of their generations to come. And they weren't satisfied. Let's be satisfied. Let's be satisfied with Jesus. If you have Jesus, that's enough. He's going to make what you need available. That don't mean you sit back in a rocking chair and don't do nothing. No, it don't mean that at all. Well, we got to learn to just trust the Lord. love the Lord and serve the Lord. You know the Lord today? Jesus is enough. Commit yourself to Jesus Christ. Give yourself wholly to the Lord. Knowing the Lord will transform your life, folks. You'll be satisfied. You'll be content. You'll have peace. You'll have joy. You'll be excited. We'll be enjoying the Lord at the same time. If you don't know the Lord, today is the day of salvation, the Bible says. And I'd invite you to Him. Accept Him. Trust Him. Love Him and serve Him. Our altar's open today. You want to come and talk to the Lord about complaining? You want to come talk to the Lord about some need in your life, some concern? I want you to remember Miss Trina when you come to the altar today.